Turning to sports now on KNKX, rookie camp is happening this weekend at the Seahawks headquarters in Renton. It's the first look at the team's 2019 draft class. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel breaks down the draft results and their implications. Art, what is your impression of the 11 players the Seahawks drafted?
Well, my big impression with that is that they got to 11 players. This was a real feat by general manager John Schneider. They started the week with four draft choices, and that was going to be a terrible outcome if that's all they wound up with, because typically teams usually have a minimum of seven, and the Seahawks in the past have had double-digit numbers in the draft. So John Schneider did multiple things, and the first thing that got done to set the table for all of this was the contract for Russell Wilson. It was a huge contract that made him the highest paid player in the NFL, a four-year extension for $140 million. So that is kind of the pig in the payroll python. And all subsequent Seahawks teams are going to have to be built around Wilson's contract from a salary perspective. The casualties in this draft include middle-class veterans that they want to keep but can't. And that's why they had to trade defensive end Frank Clark. Clark was their top pass rusher. They wanted to keep him, but they couldn't afford it. So they traded him and got a first-round draft pick in addition to the one they had in this year's draft. They also got a second in 2020, but the second first-round pick allowed them to move down in the draft through several rounds and accumulate more picks that totaled 11.
Well, we can't go through all 11 picks, but who are the standouts in your view?
Well, I think there's three that really caught my eye. The first rounder is L.J. Collier of Texas Christian. He's a 280-pound defensive end who is the ostensible replacement for Frank Clark. He's bigger and stronger than Clark, but not as fast. The other two guys I thought were most intriguing were second-round choice D.K. Metcalf of Mississippi and fifth-round choice Ben Burkervin of the University of Washington. Metcalf is 6'3 and 230 pounds, and he is really a remarkable figure. He also runs the 40-yard dash in 4.3 seconds, and wow, that's just unbelievable for a guy that big. So they see him as the guy they haven't had in Pete Carroll's tenure, a tall, fast wide receiver where Russell Wilson, when he gets in trouble, can just throw the ball up and say, "You go." And then Burkervin led the nation in tackles last year at the University of Washington. He had 176 and only 224 pounds. So he is as small as Metcalf is tall. And they fit the role of misfits. And Pete Carroll loves himself some misfits. He likes guys that aren't stereotypical for the positions, tries to exploit their strengths and hide their weaknesses. And if he can do that with these two guys, the Seahawks have scored big.
The Seahawks did have holes to fill in this draft. Did they fill them in your view?
Well, I think Collier is going to be pretty close to filling Clark's spot. He's not as fast, but I still think they've got enough help, and they still may hire more help. But there's also another void at wide receiver. Doug Baldwin looks like he may retire. The number of injuries and surgeries he's had this offseason has really taken a toll. They won't say for sure that that's going to happen, but the indications are that he probably won't be able to come back for his ninth season at age 30. That's going to be a big blow to the Seahawks, because he and Russell Wilson formed a very dynamic combination. Baldwin is second in club history in career touchdowns behind Steve Largent, the Hall of Famer. I think there's a lot of people who are going to miss his skills and the way he just carries himself in the locker room and in the community. That's a blow that no draftee is going to replace. He's one of a kind.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.